these hard possible.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, Lord, for granting unto us this wonderful privilege to be alive to see this day. Thank you for your watchful eyes over our lives since we left here. On Wednesday, we thank you very much for the blessings we received in the past week in the services. Lord, we thank you very much for the visiting ministers that came last week. We appreciate your grace upon them. Thank you very much for watching over our lives. Thank you for the students in their schools. Thank you for the workers. Thank you for the business people. Thank you for your cares and protections. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for the blessings in the family altars and our individual personal consecration. Thank you very much for bringing us from far and near this morning to be in your presence. Lord, we have not come to see ourselves. We have not come to see the type of dress we are wearing. We have come to fellowship with you around this blessed carcass of this hour. We glorify your name, O Lord. For the Sunday school program, we thank you for your blessings upon your servants, the inspiration you granted unto them in the children's class, in the adolescent and the adult class combined this morning. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for your grace upon your servants. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, we thank you for the song leader. We thank you for the song service. We thank you for the hymns and the choruses. We thank you for the special numbers. We pray your blessings be upon your people. O Lord our God in heaven, it is time, O Lord our God, to sit at your feet to hear you one more time, to continue with your blessings with us. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Lord, take man out of the way. May you glorify your name. May you magnify your word in the midst of your people. May the Holy Spirit direct your word, O Lord, to the appropriate hearts of your sons and your daughters. Help us all together this morning. With various needs, Heavenly Father, that are represented, Lord, may you meet those needs, O Lord. May you set the captives free. May you save the lost ones, O Lord. May you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. May you heal the sick and the afflicted. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for your servants, O Lord, our God, that are out of our midst this morning. We pray for our brother Oluwafemi Bakatari. May your grace be with him, O Lord. Use him in a special way to be a blessing to your people. Hey, brother Sam over there in Port Harcourt, you will minister in one place this morning, you will be in another place this afternoon. May you use him to be a blessing unto your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, brother Oyedepo, Lord our God, we pray that your grace will be with him over there in Sapele. Lord God of glory, borrow his vessel and make him a blessing unto your people. Everywhere in our country, all over the nations of the world, we pray, O Lord our God, that you be with your people. We thank and bless your wonderful name. Have your way, Father. Help your servant, O Lord our God. I just have need of you. Take me out of the way. Oh Jesus, I yield myself into your mighty hands. Help me, O Lord our God. Open the understanding of your people and grant the spirit of revelations. May everyone be partakers, both visitors and the regulars this day, O Lord our God. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray with faith and with thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we be seated? God bless you. Don't forget that I'm standing in for Brother Sam this morning, I'm standing in for the pastor.
Fairest of all the earth beside, chiefest of all unto thy bride, fullness divine in thee I see. Wonderful man of God.
Hallelujah. Is Bulu here this morning? You are here? Did you hear the announcement I made? You heard it? Are you ashamed of yourself? I said, who had bad day last week and then this today? He didn't stand up. And then the father now wrote, after the something, we'll sing for you. not now, but after the service. God bless you. I expect you to know better. Praise the Lord. God bless you, church. Please remind me, deacons, that we sing for Brother Bolu at the end of the service. At the end of the service. Shall we read from the scriptures this morning? We are reading for three places. First, we'll read from coming, please bear with me. This one is lengthy here. We're going to read from Exodus chapter 4, the first scripture. Exodus chapter 4. Amen. God bless you, little child. Out of the mouth of babes, God perfected praise. If the elderly ones will not say amen, the children are here to cheer us. God bless you wherever you are. Praise the Lord. All right, I read from verse 1. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and become a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, had appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was torn again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the second, of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. Amen. St. John chapter 1. St. John's Gospel chapter 1. Verse 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. Ezekiel 24, verse 24. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign. According to all that ye have done, shall ye do. And when this cometh, ye shall know that I am the Lord God. O God, our Father, this is your word we have read before the audience of your purchase of the blood at Calvary. Any man's word will fail. Your word is eternal as you are eternal. Almighty God, may the Holy Spirit take this portion of your word this morning and re-echo it unto our souls. And may it be a blessing unto us, Lord. Any man's word will fail, but your word has never failed, and your word can never fail. Oh Lord, circumcise the lips that speaks. Circumcise the ear that listens and the heart that receives. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. This morning, by the grace of the Lord, we want to speak on this sermon titled A True Sign That Is Overlooked. Amen. A true sign that's overlooked. In this sermon here, the prophet is making us to know that in every age, right from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the prophets, through God sent prophets, have been signs unto people, to individual, to kings, to the nation. Praise the Lord. And many a times, as Robert said here, he titled it, these prophets as signs have been overlooked. Praise the Lord. And don't forget that prophets, they stand in the stead of God, bringing thus saith the Lord unto the people. Praise God. And any prophet, any true prophet, and his word, they are one. Amen. God help us. Now here the prophet said, a true sign that's overlooked. 1961, the thing was not working fine this morning. Let's just listen. Robert said, men have sought for signs all through the way from Pharaoh until today. Yeah. Praise the Lord. When God sent Moses back to Egypt as the deliverer of his people, that he made that covenant with their fathers, Abraham, in Genesis chapter 15, that know for sure that your seed will sojourn in a strange land 400 years. And that nation that they are, as strangers, that nation will maltreat them. But when it is 400 years, God told Papa Abraham, I will come and deliver them. Amen. Not only that, They will not go out with empty hands. And when God appeared to Moses in the wilderness and told him in that pillar of fire, and Moses turned to look, and God spoke to him, "Moses, Moses, where you are is a holy ground. Remove your shoes from your feet. I'm the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. I've heard the groanings of my people in the land of bondage. I've remembered my promise, and I'm come down to deliver them." Thank God. God always remembers. Praise the Lord. And when he gave him two signs, which we read here. Cast his rod down, became a snake. Moses wanted to run away from him. God said, "Don't run. Pick him by the tail." Anyone knows that if you pick a serpent by the tail, you are in trouble. But God said, "Pick him by the tail." And he picked him by the tail, he became rubbed back in the sand. He said, "Put your hand in your bosom. Bring it out." When he brought it out, it was as leprous as a stone. Put it back again. Brought it back. It was as clean and normal as his other flesh. Then God said, "With this, if they don't believe the voice of the first sign, they'll believe the voice of the latter sign. Not only that, if they don't even believe these two signs at all, your voice, remember that every sign has a voice behind it." That is what we want to know. Behind every sign, there is a voice. And that voice, God's voice, is always true and perfect. In all generations, till now. May God help us. Church, we are blessed of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. And then, when the prophet said that, you know, people have been looking for signs. Even from Pharaoh till now. God told you in this scripture here, in the scripture, that if they will not believe the sign of the first one, show me a sign. If Pharaoh should tell you, "Show me a miracle," then take it from the river, water from the river, pour it on the ground, it becomes blood. Praise the Lord. When Moses was assured that God told him that he was going to be with him, he left. And the Bible made us to know that when he got to Egypt, he met with his brother, as God told him he was going to meet his brother, that he would be a God unto Aaron, and Aaron would be his mouthpiece. Aaron would take the word from your mouth, and he will speak it to the people. And God told him, "When you get there, gather the elders of Israel together. Tell them these things. That the God of their fathers have visited them. And I'm come down to deliver you out of the land of bondage. Because I've seen your groaning. I've heard your cries." And the Bible made us to know, when Moses performed these miracles before the elders, the Bible said, they believed. Not only that, they rejoiced that God had visited them. But when they got to Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, "Who is God? I know him not. Okay, show me a miracle from you." Then Aaron threw down the rod. Don't forget that rod was no more Moses' rod. It has become a rod of judgment in the hand of Moses. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, he told us of a time there will be seekers of signs, and said that a wicked an adulterous generation will seek after signs. In Matthew chapter 12, after Jesus cast out devil and set the man that was bound, set him free. Oh, don't mind him. You cast out devil with the chief of devils, the Beelzebub. Oh, what? Look, any word, any blasphemy against the Son of Man will be forgiven you. But one word against the Holy Ghost, when he comes to do the same thing that you see me doing, there will be no forgiveness for him here on or in heaven. Think of it. How can a bad tree, a corrupt tree, bring forth good fruit? By your words you shall be judged. God help us. And then the Sadducees and the scribes came to him. Said, show us a sign. Then he told them, a wicked and adulterous generation will seek after signs, but yet they will receive a sign. And that generation was to receive a sign of the resurrection, which will be a wicked and an adulterous generation will be given a sign of the resurrection. But as this scripture that lays before us in Ezekiel, the 24th chapter and 24th verse, this prophet was made a sign. And that is the sign that I wish to speak on. This man was made a sign to Israel. That's Ezekiel now. And all down through the scriptures, God has used his prophets for signs. And they've always been overlooked. They never seem to catch that sign. They are always looking for a sign of emotion. And it's common everywhere. Even to this our generation. May God help us. Even the Pharisees of the days of Jesus said, show us a sign. That's in Matthew chapter 16 verse 1. Show us a sign from heaven. But Jesus referred to them that they will get a sign. You've already got a sign. You can discern the skies. You can look at this, at that sign. You say, it is red. Lowering, tomorrow will be foul weather. But if you look at it again, if the weather is bright, you say, oh, the weather is going to be fair today. But the very sign was with them. Even in John chapter 6, after Jesus took five loaves and two fishes, and looked up to heaven and blessed it, and fed 5,000 men, beside women and children, yet they question him. What sign are you going to show to us? Because you took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and you fed us, what sign can we see from you? They couldn't believe him. Because they were not ordained to. May God help us. But there are people that are ordained. I'm going to read something to us here. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. May God help us to take heed of our slothfulness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Right? Paragraph 35. If they would have looked at a sign, they would have looked at him and knew that it was God's sign to them. Because their prophecies concerning him was being fulfilled before their eyes, but they still look for a sign. How strange it is that men will do that. That we look for a sign. When a sign is right with them, right among them, now Israel has got into this condition. God help us. Let me say this as it's coming to my heart. Don't forget that one time the prophet said, I am God's voice to you. When he, people resented it, he felt a resentment. Then he repeated it. I am the voice of God to you. Church, God help us. We are not playing church. Brothers and sisters, we should mean business. If you want to serve God, be ready to serve God. If you want to be against Him, be ready to be against Him. Oh, goodness. May God help us. All right. And sometimes the torture that that sign has to go through is amazing. The torture that Jesus went through to prove the sign, you know, to prove the sign of God that He was the Messiah. We see in the book of Ezekiel here, we are going to read. Ezekiel chapter 4, please. Ezekiel chapter 4. God called Ezekiel. Remember, every prophet is called the son of man. Ezekiel was called son of man. Son of man. Son of man. Ezekiel chapter 4. Thou also, son of man, take thee a tile and lay it before thee, and portray upon it the city, even Jerusalem, and lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and cast a mount against it, set the camp also against it, and set battering rams against it round about. You are with me? Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, please. All right. Verse what? Let me read verse 3. Moreover, take thou unto thee an iron pan, and set it for a wall of iron between thee and the city, and set thy face against it, and it shall be besieged, and thou shalt lay siege against it. This shall be a sign to the house of Israel. Lie down also upon thy left side. Watch it, upon thy left side. And lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon it, thou shalt bear their iniquity. For I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. A whole year plus. On one side. A sign. And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year. When they will be in captivity. And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again. Sorry. Verse 7. Therefore, thou shalt set thy face towards the siege of Jerusalem, and thy arm shall be uncovered, and thou shalt prophesy against it. And behold, I will lay bands upon thee, and thou shalt not turn thee from one side to another, till thou hast ended the days of thy siege. In another place again, God told Ezekiel, eat human igbe. Hey, God, I've never done that before. Anything defiled. Okay, take animal dung. Mix it together. Even your bread you are going to eat is in portion. A sign of the punishment God was to mete out against the people, because they are forsaking Christ. They are forsaking Jehovah God. May God help us. Listen to the prophet. Paragraph 39. And he said here, what's here thou? What you see, Ezekiel, because you are bearing the iniquity of the people. Each day will I count a year for them. Being that every day he lay there, that means a year, they will be in captivity, and that their iniquities will be remembered to God, and God will not hear their prayers no more. But the torture that man had to go through, why would that be necessary? Many has wondered, why would such a thing be necessary for a man to do? It is because that people won't read the word, and they won't pray. So God is sovereign, and he sends his prophet to be a sign. The people won't read. They don't care to read, and they won't pray, because they are too, they got other things to do. They can't take time to pray. And the Bible is bothersome to them. Is that not a serious case of a condition here? My brother, my sister, your education will come to nothing. Seek ye first, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. All these other things you are running after will be added. First thing first is surrender your whole life to Christ. Soul, spirit and body, heart and mind. That is what God demands from you and me. But the man said, anything you put ahead of God is an idol. He said, if you put your husband above the word of God, that's your idol. If you put your wife against God, that is your idol. If you put your business above God, that is your idol. Your business has become your idol. He said, God demands the first place in your life, in my life. He said, God doesn't deserve the second place. I'm quoting the prophet. You know I'm quoting the prophet. May God help us, church. God must be first in my life. God must be first in your life. Education apart, it will come to nothing. What if after I did education, you don't get job, Bunko? Are you going to blame God? Oh, but then, my oh my. Trust not in the arm of flesh. Blessed is he that will put his trust in the Almighty God. May God help us. That is why today, in the land, even among so-called believers, worldliness is gaining ground. But I tell you, a true believer, a true message believer, will stay true, no matter what. Even as we had in the convention, love not the world. Church, may God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You love the word of God? Praise the Lord. You don't care to read the word of God? One of the preachers that was preaching on Saturday morning, he said, today our children, they don't have the table in their handset. Is that not a serious thing?
They don't have the table. The sermons from 1947 to 1965 in their handset. Check yourself here this morning. May God have mercy upon us. They don't have time to pray. They don't have time to read. Look, heaven and earth will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. Education will pass away. Your degree will no more. People that had degrees, where are they today? May God help us. You love the Lord? You know, I believe it was Paul said, ye are epistles of God, read of all men. God uses people for signs, to show his signs. And many times, that sign, and every time, mostly, unless it is with the elected people, that sign is overlooked and criticized, made fun of, cast out. Praise the Lord. And consider, even in the Old Testament, in the days of the prophets, they were considered mental distorted. Mental distorted people, they thought that those prophets were psychic neurotics, that there was something wrong with their mind. And that was the sign of God to the people. And they will see them coming from the wilderness and perform signs and then turn back into the wilderness again. And they will make fun. And they will make fun of them because they did not know the scripture. God help us, church. Let me say this, if you are here this morning, Brother Bam condemns sports. Pastor, sir, ministers, spiritual minded people, the message of our condemns sports in all ramifications. He condemns sports. He says it is of the world. And the people of the world, they love sports. Is that the message? Oh, mercy. God help me. He said, consider. Papa said, consider. Have you ever noticed how the people of the world, they go to their worldly games, their sporting events. Hey, sporting events. Christians, Holy Ghost filled man, Holy Ghost filled woman, will not waste their time on sports. They will not go there to be a spectator. Look, I want to tell you the deliverance God gave to me. In 1972. National Stadium in Lagos. When I went to watch the academicals playing football, they will kick one another and things like that. Something condemned my heart. You said you are giving your life to Christ. What are you doing here? That was the end. That was the end of going to football stadium until I left Lagos. God still delivers today. The message is there. We don't have time. It's there, church book. It is because people will not read the message. It is because they lack conversion. May God help us. You know, it didn't end there. I was listening to football commentators. Football commentaries. Every Saturday, I must put the radio by my side. Listen to football commentary for 1.5 hours. But thank God today. God can deliver you too. But the man said, I would have loved to play cricket. Or something of that nature. He mentioned whether cricket or handball or whatever. But there was something in him. Oh God, may God help us. Paul said, we are written epistles of Jesus Christ, read of all men. My sermon may not be palatable to you, just listen to the word of the living God. Amen. The prophet said, even the Sadducees, paragraph 43 now, even the Sadducees who didn't believe in resurrection. You see, that is why in the days when we were at Oshosambi, I went to a school one day and I saw our guest, you know, on shorts, doing, what do they call it now? Inter-house sport. What? This is our girl, beautiful, showing her body that is sacred, ought to be kept to the public. I didn't take it lightly. Oh yes, thank God today they are married and they are doing fine. May God help us. Truth is truth anytime, any day. You may hate the preacher, but the word of God is real. You will know in your heart. Sports, any sporting, football, athletics, cricket. How many shall I mention? Table tennis. It's worldly. It's of the devil. Other people may keep quiet. I won't keep quiet. Because it is the word of God. If you don't believe, we will show you here. It's here. We don't have time for God. We don't have to read the sermon books. No time to read the scriptures. All those things will perish. The Sadducees are not annoyed though. I don't want that. Look, God bless you. Just follow me. Just follow me. If I'm bringing the word of God, let God vindicate himself in you at this point. But I said, the Sadducees, they came to Jesus. They didn't believe resurrection. They wanted to tempt Jesus, our Lord. You cannot tempt the Lord and win. Master. If you know him, he's master. Why do you take his word? Master. Moses told us in the law that if a man marry a woman and he die having no issue, the second brother should marry the woman and bring forth seed for a memorial to the dead. We have seven brothers in our midst. One marry a woman, he died without issue. Second one took her, married without issue. The third, the fourth, till the seventh. Finally, the woman also died in the resurrection. When they shall rise. They didn't believe. When they shall rise. Whose wife is going to be Jesus? Look at this. Eh? You, yeah. You don't know the scriptures, nor the power of God. In heaven, they neither marry or give in marriage. Jesus, in Matthew, the Bible said, they are like the angels. The book of Luke said, they are equal unto angels. Now, the Bible is not telling you and me here. He didn't say that they are angels. Man will ever be man. Angels will ever be angels. Glory be to God. We thank God for Malachi 4. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Come down, brother. 44. I want to read something here. 44. Okay. See, you hear greatly. Then he went on to say, in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like angels. He didn't say they will be angels now, but they will be like angels. See, sex glands will be out of them. They don't marry nor are given in marriage. Thank God for the prophet. Glory be to Jesus.
All right. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. 45. 46, please. 46. How this young man now, how this young prophet sacrificed and gave his entire life to be a sign to his people of the punishment that they were going to receive because that they were what we will call indifferent, in quote now. People, they were not interested in things of God. The same thing today. Are you there? May God help us, church. We must not be indifferent. We must have interest in the things of the Almighty God. If there's anything to care for, it's your life. That is the word of God. God help us. So they didn't want nothing to do with God. They didn't believe. They didn't believe in prophets. And they just made fun of them. And but besides, and no matter how much they didn't want to believe it, God saw that they got it anyhow. James didn't believe that Elijah was a prophet. Is that right? Whether she liked it or not, Elijah was the pastor to Jezebel. Amen. God saw that she got the sign anyhow. So in this nation today, the just and honest God by his word could not let anything which we are seeing fixing to happen without having a sign somewhere. He has always had it. Now we have to look for it. And I'm sure that people who have good understanding of the scripture know how to look. Praise the Lord. Noah was a sign in his day. Another character now. Praise the Lord. Noah was a sign in his day to the people of the coming judgment. Noah in his day was considered a fanatic. He was a prophet. He was considered one that did not have good mind. And the man hammered away for year after year, building an ark. What? No, when there is not even water on the ark, but what was in the springs. And he predicted something that was ridiculous to the carnal mind. He said, there is coming water from up in the sky. When the whole earth has corrupted itself, and it grieved the heart of God that he has created man. And God said, he was going to wipe out all flesh from all the face of the earth. Because man is just flesh. But the Bible said that, and Noah found grace in the sight of God. Brothers and sisters, in this last, don't forget that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall be revealed. May God help us. But Noah found grace in the sight of God. And God called Noah and gave him the secret of what he was going to do in that for him to be saved and his household. He told him he should build an ark for the saving of his house, and they gave him the specification, the length, the breadth, how it's going to be, how many years, and so on and so forth. But the people, the scientists, who shoot no instruments to the sky and brought it and said, see, there is nothing like that, like water. Only that God was irrigating the earth with water, no single drop of rain. But Noah knew, as he has heard from God, Noah heard directly from God that rain was going to fall. And Noah showed the evidence of what he was speaking about. Listen to the prophet. They said, no doubt, many will have said to him, show me where it is, sir. The science will say, I can prove that there is no water up there. But yet, if God told him that it was coming from the skies, God will see to it that his word is fulfilled. That is our God. Amen.
50 now. And why there? And why there? Why there was yet no water inside? Why there had never been a cloud in the skies? Never had rained a drop? There never was in such a thing as rain. Yet all the time, Noah was preparing an ark for the rain. It was a living evidence that this prophet believed what he was talking about, for he was making ready for it. And any person that really believes what you are talking about, you will make ready for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Prophet said, may I stop right here? Just a minute. On the day of Noah is, as Jesus said, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. As Jesus said, so shall it be. Alright? If the church today believe what they are talking about, they will practice what they say. Amen. I'm cutting it because of time, please. I want to get to a place. I pray that God will help us. Amen. All right. The prophet said, 55. Noah was producing what he was talking about. He said, there is coming a flood of judgment upon this unrighteous generation. And God will pour from the heavens rain, and he will flood the whole earth. And not only was he doing that, but he was making a way of escape and bidding the people to come to it. But they wouldn't listen at him. But Noah, as a prophet, was a sign to that generation, a sign that was even spoken of. A man that was thought to be an insane man, preparing something that there was no evidence anywhere or never had been, that there will ever be any use of it for it. And that is the way people seem to think today. They can think of fallout shelter. What good is a fallout shelter going to do you when there is not even will be a tree or rock left on the earth? A fallout shelter is an underground building, thick walls, so that when there is any nuclear something, that weapon that is dropped down and scattered dust and things, it will not affect people. Listen, Prophet said, we are not looking for fallout shelter. We are looking for falling shelter. It is not a fallout shelter. It is a fall-in shelter. Praise the Lord. Where we fall into it, headlong with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind into Christ, God's ark of safety. That is Christ today. That is where we fall into. Soul, spirit, and body, headlong. When you plug it on it, you are saved. My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I dare not trust any other fallout, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And he's saved. Only the righteous run into it and he's saved. Jesus Christ is the only place of safety today. That's our safety place. That's our shelter. God bless you. Rabbi said, Noah, a lunatic considered in that day, through the foolishness of preaching and performing a sign before the people, giving them warning, condemned the world. Are we there? Oh yes. Condemn the world by building an ark. Let us look at Hebrews chapter 11.
Hebrews chapter 11. Let us look at verse 7 there. Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Oh, hallelujah. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and become the heir of righteousness, of the righteousness which is by faith. May God help us. That's exactly what is happening today. Something is coming ahead, and we are being warned. And any true believer, any ordained believer, any elect of God that is going to escape this are preparing for it. Are you listening? And the Bible said further, let us look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter. 1 Peter. Let me see. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. I want to read. We are coming to verses 19 and 18. Sorry, 19 and 20. But let me read verse 18 first. For Christ also had once suffered for sins. He's connecting it to this one. The just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, verse 19, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. The spirits in prison are those in hell today. Are you listening? Listen. Which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. Noah preached for 120 years. God was long suffering. Olorumusuru. Peradventure, there will be people that will respond and come and enter the ark. But rather, they were mocking. They were making jest. They were making fun of Noah, the sign unto them that was overlooked. Oh my. Alright. While the ark was a preparing, wearing few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. Let me drop you this. That's what the Bible said today. Even as we are speaking now, there are believers in hell. You are looking at me. Can I hear amen from you? But they are too late. They are too late. Yes, because when Jesus rose from the dead, our Bible said he went to the soul, he went and preached to the souls in prison and told them, look, I am the virgin born son, I'll be virgin born seed that God spoke of. I am the one that Noah spoke of. You didn't believe him. I'm the one that Enoch spoke of. You didn't believe him. Stay there. He went and preached to souls in prison. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless our soul. Let's see another scripture. Let me see. Alright. Okay, let's move on. You love the Lord? The Bible made us to know when he came to a time, God said, enough is enough. I'm quoting the prophet. Enough is enough, Noah. Enough of the jesting. Enough of the making fun of. Enough of throwing rotten tomatoes at you. Enough of it. Go to the bush. Say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Animals, male and female, male and female. They will just say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Animals will hear your voice. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Like that. Go back. Say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Best we hear you. Bring them in. Two by two. Male and female. Two by two. Bring them in. Human beings, they were there like this. May God help us. They were just looking like this. Why we put the hand, the chin on the shoulder of the husband? Children were playing with dogs. I'm telling you what the Bible says. May God have mercy upon us. Praise the Lord. And when they entered in, God shut the door and took the key to heaven. Finally, finally, the sky was dark. The first drop, the first rain. Oh, could it be true? Anyway, Noah is my neighbor. I was good to him now. I didn't make jest of him. Noah! Noah, oh yes. Open, open, open. The key is not in my hand, though. It was too late. May that not be your portion. Mama said, later in the years, later in the years, Moses was born a proper child. When the persecution was so much in the land of Egypt, Moses was born. Moses said, and it was a sign of deliverance to Israel and a sign of judgment to Egypt. Amen. Amen. 61. And now, Israel, after 400 years, they begin to cry out for deliverance. And God never reveals himself and showed himself until his people are ready to receive what he shows. Now, oh, what could be said right here? How that God has left this nation naked. They know better. Newspapers. Oh my. Alright, let's come to 64. I want to bypass that one. How Israel ought to knew to know what when that proper child was born, what they looked up there and saw by the time of years they were living in, thy people shall be a stranger for 400 years in a strange land, but then I will bring them out. They ought to know the time was at hand. And when they saw that proper child born, that even the mother and father, Abraham and Jochebed, wasn't afraid of the king's commandments. And they stuck him right out in the river where the crocodiles was. Not a one of them could bite him. They saw that there is a sign, but they ignored it. They weren't ready for it. Amen. Why they put Moses in the ark and put him in the river Nile? God sent 10,000 angels to guide that ark. When the crocodiles came near and they smelt the tar, they have to move back. Praise the Lord. God watches over his soul. God brought him right in and put him right in Pharaoh's palace and let Pharaoh raise him up and give him all the education that he could get to show God how he does things, and then took him on the backside of the desert, let him forget all about it. Praise the Lord. Pharaoh was telling him. Then God was training him. Pharaoh had 40 years to train him. Then God took 40 years to train him. Let him forget all about it. Man's training and God's training. Pharaoh was training a son for a leader, a diplomat, for a warrior, a fighter, for another coming Pharaoh that will hold Egypt in his high places, down low, downing all other nations and make them pay tribute to Pharaoh. But God took him on the backside of the desert, took all of it out of him, and showed him in 5 minutes' time by a burning bush that he was a living God, and took all the fear out of him, got him ready. He was a sign. God wants his people to pray. God help us. And when Israel got so taxed in such a condition that they could not get any further, their time was fulfilled, and their bodies was lay further than what they thought. Then they began to pray, and when the people begin to pray, then God begin to hear. It was time for God's word to be fulfilled. And so when Abraham and Jochebed saw that it was time for the word of God, for the word to be fulfilled, they went to prayer to God. And it is usually those who pray is the one who gets, who has got the bodies, the one who gets something. It is those who pray that is ordained of God to do so. That's a message to you and me here this morning. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen to this. We were talking this morning at the breakfast table. While we were hurrying through some toast and so forth to get to the church, there was something said about a certain man that away from here that had went back to smoking cigarettes after he had been healed of cancer. I said, what a pity. So then one spoke up and said, that is the most horrible thing to get away from. There is smoking cigarette. Boys, are you here? If you are still smoking, you are in bondage of the devil. If you are still drinking gin, whiskey, you are bound by the devil. It takes God to set you free. That is if you are ordained to be set free. You hear me? That is if you are ordained to be set free. Because you cannot continue like this. We are praying for you. You know yourself. May God help us. It's the most horrible thing for some to believe and then go back to you. Listen. I said, I know it. This before we speaking now. Because it is a devil. Praise God. And I said, it is a devil. I said, and you cannot stop it unless the power of God is upon you. Oh. May God sink in that into your heart. Listen. I know of two fellows in my early life. Both of them wanted to be men of God. They wanted to. Two people. Listen. One of them, as soon as I led him to Christ, he started to light up a cigarette. He smoked 5 or 6 packets a day. Just sit there, just sit, and just light one off the other one all day long. 5 or 6 packets in a day. And the packet contains 20, I believe. In those days. 20. Listen. And he tried to light another cigarette, and something wouldn't let him do it. Look at that something there. That is the Holy Ghost. Am I misinterpreting? Adam alone now. He walked over to the stone, not knowing that the scripture condemned them things, and opened up the stove and showed me the path into the stove. And that settles it. You hear that? He settled it. Listen. Where another fellow that wanted to become a Christian, he wanted to. And he tried his best. He cried out to the Lord. He quit there for 2 or 3 weeks. And when he came to himself, in that condition, he went out of his mind. And he comes to himself and found himself out in the backyard, beating on a piece of tin out on his head, of his head, running into the house real quick and grabbed his cigarettes and smoked a pack before he fell, before he left the house that evening. Just one right after the other one. See? One was caught. You get the message? One was caught. No man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all that the Father has given me will come to me. It is not by might. It is not by power. But by my spirit, said the Lord. There was a lady one time. Let me chip in this. She came from a Christian home. Then she was moving with a bad company of girls. And she started smoking. Started smoking. Packing whiskey in her pocket. And things like that. Then she became addicted to it. And then she became a public prostitute. And they caught him. They took him to a Roman Catholic, you know, place where they can maybe do a little something on her brain. She came out. She continued to drink. She continued to smoke. Selling her moral life and things like that. She said, I was caught and was jailed for 6 months. After he left the jail now, then she joined Orthodox Church. And then they said, you give your life to Christ, this one, that one. And then, all the while she knew that it was the devil that was making her to do this. With that now, they said, you should give your life to Christ and things. So I thought I gave my life to Christ. And she continued to drink, she continued to smoke. But by the grace of God, she was found in state institution. She met with the prophet, or the prophet went to that place and was ministering to sick people. And when she came to her turn now, she was having conversation with the prophet. Then she narrated this story. The prophet told her, it is the devil that was making you to do that. She said, I know all the time. So you have been, a good wife to a man, and have children, and become a housewife, and things. I would like to do that. Then she knelt down, she was praying. Well, emotionally, she thought she has already breakthrough. She said, Brother Abraham, I'm okay now. He said, no, stay there. Being a prophet, he knew that he has not met God. Stay there. You must have a pastor, you must have a church. Young sisters and brothers, all and every one of us, make sure you have a touch of God. A personal relationship that nothing can take you away from it. Praise the Lord. Then she was there praying. I remember praying with her. Then when she raised up, she was smiling. She said, Brother Brown, something has happened to me. I said, she is now married. A year later, her children. It is the devil. God doesn't want you to be in that condition. May God have mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The prophet continued, listen, bear with me. 74. I want to say this while I'm speaking of it. It is not him that willeth or him that runneth. It is God that showeth mercy. Mercy is an unmerited grace, favor. Oh, it's wonderful. When God make, when God show his mercy to you, you are forever blessed. Unmerited favor. Not all people have that opportunity. Oh God, listen. Alright. It's God that showed mercy. That's right. It is God. So today, oh, let this soak deep. If today God has called you and you separated yourself from the things of the world and the glorious power of God has sanctified you from them things, you should be the happiest person there is in the world. There were millions that would do it if they could, but they can't. That's why the mother will tell you and me, the night I gave my life to Christ, I believe you have a testimony, personal testimony, the night you met Christ. He said there were millions upon the face of the earth. When Christ met me, I gave my life to Christ. Because of this, I want to, my whole life, I want to use it for his own glory. Whom are you using your life for? May God help us. Praise the Lord. Is it the, okay? They can. It is not for them to have it. This is the day when the church, when the capital C church is called out, separated. It is different what it used to be. Oh yes, brother. May God help us. Praise the Lord. God help us. I say God help us. You think you can meet God personally? And God will make you to go back to the world? But the man said, if God knows that, you know, you can, he will save you today and lose you tomorrow. He will be defeating his own purpose. But as many as the Lord God, as many as God has given to me, my Father has given to me, they will come to me. And as many as come to me, I will in no wise cast out. All that the Father has given, they will come. When they come, the purpose of God is that I should lose none of them. Amen. Then you become what? God's love gift to Jesus. And can Jesus lose his gift? No, sir. He can't. It's amazing grace. May God help us, church. This is not the word of the prophet. This is the word of the Lord to you and me. From this messenger, this sign that is overlooked today. Praise the Lord. Let me not bypass what I want to read. Let me read something to us here. Amen. Brother, can you give us back pains? Sorry, please. Back pains. Paragraph. Bad pace, sorry. 65. I think 1120 or so. Bad pains. 65. Bear with me. What's happening now? Paragraph 191. Thank you. Oh, what believers! Give in to my message. It's not just message from human being. This capital M is the message Christ. Amen. This is the mind of God being revealed to you and me today. Give in to my message. But let me see. Give in to my message. Hear me. Not my message, but his message. That he firmly declares to be the truth. What is truth? believers, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That he firmly declares to be the truth, to be the word. You've got to choose from somewhere. God help me. You can't sit still after this. You've got to make your choice. We are here this morning. Listen, brother. Listen, sister. Each time you hear the word of God, you are making a choice. Hey, choose right. It is not the prophet's word. It is the word of God. Oh, my. Praise be to God. It is time to stop playing church, brothers and sisters. The God has shown you mercy. You should be the happiest person in the whole world. To give your whole life, soul, spirit, and body, heart and mind. May God help us. Amen. Hallelujah. Our consecration, our dedication. That is why some of you, I don't know how you do it. Look, you come to church in the morning, you come in the afternoon. Well, maybe what you are telling us is, well, after all, I'm only a student in Ibadan. I'm not part of the assembly. God bless you. God bless you. Don't miss your day of visitation. The afternoon, Sunday afternoon, you will fail to come to church. That day God will speak and you are not there. You will be like Thomas. May God help us. Is my word so hard? May God help us, church. But let me give you this. If you have God inside of you, you will not wait for them church doors to be open to come to worship. The door will not have been opened. Some of you even come late to church on Sunday. Sunday school you have ended, you come during the worship service. You are missing. May God help us. Be careful. Be careful. God bless you. You want to tell me where you come from? They don't have evening service there. God help us. You are indifferent. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm not just saying things for saying sake. I'm going to give account of what I'm saying here. And I'm responsible to God. So you are responsible to God for what you are hearing. Praise the Lord. If you think I'm out of order, pray for me. Pray for me. I believe God will answer your prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, if God has delivered you from all nonsense, rubbish, foolish things that you have been doing, you should be the most happiest person. You seek for the Holy Ghost baptism. Don't stay there. Amen. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Hey, He wants to fill you. The waiting is on God. The waiting is not on God. The waiting is on you. God was waiting for the people of Israel to cry unto Him. God bless our soul. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you are thinking in your heart. Associate pastor is not here this morning. Only this Baba they put there. God bless you. Amen. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I'm free here. Oh. I'm free. I'm so free. As free as air can be so free. You can't hold the air in your hand now. I'm free. That's why if I hold out anything, if I hold back anything, then God will judge me for it. So I've told you, it's on your last. Sometimes you want to please man and displease God. That's our problem. That's our problem. You want to go and join band of unbelievers. Then you don't want to show who you are. Show your color. Hey, in the school, in your place of work. You go and join band of club people. Club of where people smoke and drink. It's for unbelievers. I'm free, oh. Even if you're like, I'm free. Because I'm going to be God. I said, let me repeat. If you join a club of smokers and drunkards, you are an unbeliever. That may be hard. Show your color. Come out from among them, my people. Hey! Hallelujah. I know people doesn't like evangelist message, someone. It doesn't move me. Whatever God put in my heart, I say. If I withhold back anything, oh goodness me. Young girls, bear with me. Let me say to you, I am not a flirt. This is coming to my heart. Please be careful. I am not a flirt. I'm married, have children, married. My wife is now in glory. I'm waiting one of these days to meet with her. Bear with me, church. This, my heart is heavy. If you think otherwise of me, God will ask you why. I will never pursue any of you here. For what? For what? I have two sisters here. I used to call my friends. I used to call our friends. I was not calling my friends. I was calling our friends. I have a purpose for it. Anytime outside, our friend, inside the pastor's room, our friend, each any of them come here, our friend. Because why? Of their character. One of them will come in, if she sees your food pack, bear with me, I'm sorry. She sees your food pack, that nobody has come to pack it, she will pack one, pack this. The other one, when she comes into the pastor's room, she will make us to laugh. She will just drop something. We will laugh. May God help us. Listen to me. Our first things in life. If I begin to tell you testimonies. So don't think me as a flesh that, you know. No. I've come here one time. Maybe about 4 or 5 years back. When I came in here, I might not know who the sister is. Each time I come in first, I want to check whether the windows are closed and things like that. Or go and check the notice board and things like that. Then I go back into the room there. One day, I came in here, maybe just, I didn't know. Whether to sit down there and read, I just saw a sister there. I didn't know who she is till today. When I saw her, I turned back to the room. So don't think it will be anything. Be careful. Don't have evil thought in your heart. If you marry and you have that evil thought, then you'll be suspecting your husband. May God have mercy upon your soul. My heart is heavy. If I sit down to tell you stories, temptations are faced in life, and God, even in the ship, 1992, when I was coming from Sierra Leone, back to Nigeria, and a prostitute met me in the cabin. What am I going to do? When I gave my testimony, you think, you didn't get me right. I thought, maybe, you know, I committed adultery. No. That was the first testimony I gave to my wife. I've been to Delta. They sent him again to my room, in the shop where I was sleeping, as a missionary. Shop! What are you telling me? adding the money and answering to serving. Thank God I opened the door. I opened the door of the shop. Whosoever I want to see, let them come and see. Before I know what's happening, other women came in. I know better. May God help you. So if you hear others doing one thing or the other, count me out. Count me out. Oh boy, oh boy. May God help you. For that evil thought you're having about me. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm clearing my heart this morning. So it's off my mind now. May God have mercy upon you. People come here to pray. People come here to pray. If you have a bad mind, may God have mercy upon you. Praise be to God. All right. We are still on Moses. Amen. Then God, the prophet, dropped this. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. So people want to be saved, they cannot be saved because they are not ordained to it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's amazing grace. Yeah. After the people knew 76, my brother. Let me see. 78. After the people knew that they needed a leader, they began to pray. They began to pray to God to send them a leader or somebody to bring them out. And he sent them a man, a prophet. That was a sign. Now, if this man was not a prophet, if he were raised up, said, I am a military genius, the Israel had a right to disbelieve that man, because God in every time without failure sends a prophet. Mention one time in the Bible that ever was. It's always a prophet that is sent with thus saith the Lord. We have been hearing this times. Back pains again. I want to read something. Bear with me. Praise the Lord. Why is this thing hanging like this? All right. I'm coming. I think you're sound. All right. Paragraph 190. Let me see. I want to read to us here about, so that individual, you are here this morning. You have been hearing it. There is power in repetition. All right. That will be back, please. 179? No. Okay. No, 199, let me see. 197. Okay. 197. Vision. Notice. Just closing now. I want to say this one thing just before closing. That is what led me to say this. Now, it is thus saith the Lord. If a man will say that without putting it in his own thinking, he will be a hypocrite and should go to hell for it. That's a serious statement. My brother, my sister, let us be careful. Praise the Lord. That's right. If you will try to get a bunch of people, find people like this, and deceive them, why? He will be a devil in human flesh. God will never honor him. You think God will honor a devil or a lie? Never. Brothers and sisters, bear with me. I'm yet to see a somebody that said, I'm born from the womb a prophet. Praise the Lord. This is the true sign today that's overlooked. William Marion Braham speaking to you and me, the mind of God. We, you and I must be careful. May God help us. There is gift of prophecy. It can be questioned. But you cannot question a prophet. But if the prophet is out of line, you can question him. Amen? You think God will honor a devil in line? Never. He goes over the top of their heads and they don't get it. He pulls the elect out. That is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. God only pulls the elect out. May God help us. Let's continue. So a prophet will bring those, said the Lord, anytime, any day. But a genuine prophet of God stays with us, said the Lord. He will never move from that scripture if he is sent of God. Hallelujah. He spoke to us when we were preaching the sermon, becoming us of all righteousness, about Daniel the other time. If he says he's a prophet, he must stay with the word of the living God. So therefore, there is no compromise with God. Amen. Moses stayed exactly on the scriptures. God said, I will bring them out. He said to Moses, I have sent you to do this, to do this job. And Moses had an experience. He had met God. He had the word of the Lord. The reason that God sends prophets is because they have the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord comes to the prophet. And if he doesn't have the word of the law, that then it is not a prophet. God help you or me. There's a lot of carnal impersonations trying to say they are prophets all down through the ages, but them always get away from the word of the law. That's why we see all these denominations today. And Jesus warned you and me. We are not even coming to eat. But, yeah. They always get away from the word of the Lord. But a true prophet stays exactly on the word. On the word. Now, don't forget that quote. Don't forget that quotation. A true prophet stays with God, saith the Lord. Jesus warned us in the last days what will happen. Oh, goodness. How will I put it now? What has a message believer got to do with this man Nauchi? Suleiman, Prophet Suleiman. What has believer? For what? Oh, goodness me. I was preaching one day. I met a brother. I was just preaching. When I said, oh, brother, you are welcome. He told me that, you know, he was going to see Suleiman. Oh, what? That he will be in the meeting again on Friday, up to this hour. I didn't see him again. Because utterances were going out until I sighted him. I didn't know. Couldn't come back. May God help us. It is good to stay with the word of God. It is good to have a God called pastors. Telling you, God called pastors. God called apostles. God called evangelists and teachers. And God ordained prophets. Minor prophets. Minor prophets that will stay with the word of God. Minor prophets that will not have their own word. God help us, church. He wants you and me. That's why people, he has told us, and there is the anointed one at this end of time that the prophet preached. They will do signs and wonders and miracles. If it were possible, if it were, but thank God it cannot be possible. It would have deceived the very. He didn't say deceive elect. The very. And one of them said, pa, pa. Can you go back to one of them, Jacob? And one of them said, pa, pa. The very. Praise the Lord. It's, oh, God, help me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why when Pharaoh trained Moses to be a diplomat, to be a warrior, God called him and stripped him of those things. Within 5 minutes, he met with God at the backside of the desert. Everything was changed. Oh, hallelujah. And the Bible said that by faith, Moses, he chose not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but rather he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Amen. Supposed to suffer. I mean, the reproach of Christ. Let me see. I believe the reproach of Christ. Hebrews chapter 11. Praise the Lord. He refused to choose to suffer. Let me see, please. Bear with me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Verse 20, okay. Right. From 24. Let's read from 24. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He knew there was a reward at his head. He knew who he was. He had the revelation. He was born a prophet. He was born a leader. That's why all the glamour of Egypt, Moses could not be carried away. We are here today. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Himself, he knew that he was. He knew who he was. 88 now. He couldn't tell them. They've got to recognize it themselves. He knew himself what his work was to be, what was to be done. He knew that God had raised him up for this purpose. But he couldn't tell them. And as long as they were blind to it, he never did reveal himself openly until they recognized it. Then they saw that sign and they knew it. Even when he got to the age of accountability, he went out to make himself known to his brethren. When he was going, he saw an Egyptian maltreating a Hebrew man. He killed the man with his hand now, he buried him, left him like that. The following day now, he was going to visit his people because his mother has taught him. Those people you see, they are the people that you are sent to. You are born for a purpose as a leader to deliver them. One day, that's what you are going to do. Moses was registering in his heart. So the following day, he went to visit them. When he was going, he saw two Israelites fighting. The one that was guilty said, oh, you are brethren now, you are suffering here and you are still fighting each other. The one that was guilty said, do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Who made you a judge over us? Hey. You want to kill me as you killed? So this year is already known. That's how he went away. 40 years in the wilderness. He was satisfied taking care of the sheep of Laban, his father-in-law. But God remembered. God did not forget his promise. Then God appeared to him because the time has come. So Moses knew that he was born a leader. He could not show himself unto them until they recognized it. That's why when he started to pray, then God began to hear. Hallelujah. God said, I will give Israel a sign. 89. Take this stick We all know the story. Now, let's come to 90. Okay? Let me read 89. Okay, part of that. 89 now. And then, if they won't hear it, take water. We've gone through that one. Okay? 90. God used a man, a humble man, a prophet, to be a sign of the end of that national condition down there. Go! Send us another one. Raise us up another one. If the people of God would go to praying for Saul, why the prophet was making this statement here, he was the one. So am I wrong? He was the one. I put it here. He is already here. My note, he is already here. Why he was saying, God, send us one like that. He was already here. Not somebody else to come. Hallelujah. He was the seventh church age messenger. Hallelujah. He was the Elijah that was to turn the heart of the children back to the face of the fathers. He was the one. Why he was just saying, God, send us another one. He will raise him up. He said, God will raise him. Will raise him. It is the people has got to get that body. They've got, listen, God's rich in mercy. So rich in mercy. So that you and I will not perish with this generation. God came. He picked you here. He picked you there. From Methodist, from idol worship, from Roman Catholic, from Baptist, from this one, from Kerubim and Seraphim, here you are. Amazing grace. Even where you are, fellowship before, they call you a witch. Here you are today. Amazing grace. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. You go right on living like you always did. Oh, I got to build a new house this year. I got to get a better car than the Joneses. I got to do this. Oh, so much on this. When you realize that is all right, brother, but you must realize, brother, that all this stuff will perish. Jesus said, don't fear him who can kill the body. Amen. Are you there? Let's come to 97. Just want to bypass all this. You have the sermon book with you. All right. Praise the Lord. Now, God's prophet, they have his word. Take the. That's the reason people believe there. That is the reason God said to Moses. He said back there in Genesis, many in Exodus, all the way through. If there comes a one among you who is spiritual or prophet, now how are we going to know these things? He said, when he says something and it comes to pass, say something else, it comes to pass, then believe it. That's a sign. But if it does not come to pass, don't fear him. Is that the word? That's the word. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see Elijah also. Oh my. It is time for us to close. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Elijah also was a prophet in his own generation, sent to that backsliding nation of Israel. They are forgotten by the God that brought them out of Egypt, that delivered them from the land of bondage, and the first two kings that they had, David, a man after God's own heart, Solomon followed, one after the other. But when the kingdom was divided into two, Ahab was the worst of the kings of Israel. He knew better. And he went and married a Jezebel, an idol worshiper, a heathen, a murderer. And then turned the whole nation to idolatry. But thank God, when Elijah was to turn the heart of the people back to God. After 3 years and 6 months of no rain, drought, trouble, farming the land, then God now told him, remember that Brother Bam said he was a sign to Jezebel. He was a sign to Ahab. And he was a sign also to the widow woman. Because when the drought started, God told Elijah, go and stay on the mountain over there and drink from the brook Cherith. And ravens was bringing bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he was drinking from that brook. And then God dried up the brook. But the man said it was God himself that dried the brook. When God dried the brook, oh God, the brook is dry. God said, I've commanded a widow woman to feed you. Go to Sarephath. So, early morning he got up. He went, he got to the gate, leaned on the fence. And the widow woman was coming out to pick sticks, just two. Prepare the flour, knead it, so that she can just cook just a handful of flour and a very small cruse of oil, so that she can bake it, and then both herself and the son will eat it and then go and sleep and die. But God sent Elijah down. He said, I've commanded the widow woman to feed you. When he got there, she picked the first stick, picked the second stick, and she's going to go back, woman, please give me a cup of water to drink. All right, sir. She turned, she was going in. When you are coming back, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. Oh, sir. She knew that man was different from other men. Sir, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, this is all I have at home. I'm only picking these two sticks. When I gather there, go home, bake this bread, eat it, myself and my son, we eat it, go and die. Fear not. Bake me one first. For those fear the Lord, the barrel of wheat shall never fail, nor the cruse of oil never dry, until the Lord God Almighty send rain upon the face of the earth. Bible said that is what she was looking for. That does fear the Lord. It was a sign to the widow woman. Make me one first. What is it? Put God first. Brothers and sisters, God help you. God help me. Put God first. In everything you are doing, put God first. In your business, put God first. In your education, put God first. In your family life, put God first. We are talking message. When he did that, the Bible says, she and he, Elijah, and her son, they ate many days. That's our God. A true sign that is overlooked. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then when Elijah was to turn the heart of the people back to God, Obadiah, remember Obadiah, Jezebel has already cut off all the prophets of God and established her own idol worshiper prophets. But Obadiah, the Bible said, he feared God. And he hid 100 men, 100 prophets, 50-50 in a cave. So he appeared to God, told him, go and show yourself to Ahab. And Ahab and Obadiah, they have been going up and down looking for water. So when Obadiah met Ahab and met Elijah, go and tell your master I'm here. Oh, okay. I fear your God, oh, from my youth. Did you hear what I did? When Jezebel killed all the prophets of God, I hid 50 prophets, men of God. 50-50 in the cave. He fed them with bread and gave them water. If I leave this place now, you will disappear. You'll be somewhere else. And when Ahab is looking for you, now, he will kill me if he didn't find you. I'll be here. Go and tell him. You see, God's side, they are fearless. Ahab was bold. He stood alone. He was even telling Jehovah God. When Jehovah asked, what are you doing here? What are you doing here, Elijah? Oh, I've been jealous of the Almighty, the Lord God of hosts. They have killed all your prophets. The people have turned back to idolatry. I'm alone, I'm left. And they are hunting for my life. Then God told him, I've reserved me 7,000. That I never bow knee, the knee, nor kiss bar, nor kiss bar. But the man said, Elijah was the only target. Oh, our God is good. The prophet of Baal was the only target. If you know, I told us the other time, if with all that he did, his telepathy, he was reading the mind of the people. You see, a true sign that's overlooked. But the true elect, God is pulling them out. May God help us, church. Oh, we should love this message with all our heart. With everything that is in us. We should be ready to die for it. Did the Bible not say so? Die for it. Are you ready, sisters? Are you ready, brothers? Students, are you ready to die for Christ? When you come to this matter of trousers, can you see yourself? May God have mercy upon us. In the midst of criticism, are you ready to die for it? I ready to sell out, lock, stock, and barrel. God help us, church. Finally, when they gathered the 400 prophets, gathered the whole people of Israel, if God be God, serve him. If he's bad, serve him now. You have 400, 450, this one, you know, 400, gather them together. I'm going to prove who is who. Man come and show them. Then they gather the people. Oh yeah, give us two bullocks. First of all, choose your own so that if anything happens, don't say it's because you choose that one. Choose your own. Oh yeah, build the altar. Do everything you want to do. Put fire. But the thing, gather the six together, build the altar, but don't put fire. He told the people challenged. If God be God, serve him today. He's back. But let me tell you this. The God that answered by fire, let him be God. Oh yes. Jehovah proved himself that this prophet, Elijah, was his sign that was overlooked. God help us. So, the people did their gimmick, they made their incantation, and all what not, from morning till afternoon. Oh, maybe he's sleeping. Wake him up now. Wake him up. Cry unto him now. Consider, maybe he's escorting a stranger. Call upon him now. They did what they wanted to do. They scattered something. Jump on the altar they made. Bible said they even took lances, they begin to cut themselves as the manner of idol worshippers. Blood was coming out. Okay, enough is enough. This is evening time. A time of restoration. Brothers and sisters, the evening time is here. May God help us. This evening time of restoration. Praise the Lord. I will restore, saith the Lord. Elijah now repaired the altar. Put everything in place. All right. Pour water. Drink the drink. And they drench, they don't drench. I'm in trench. Pour water. Pour water. Pour water. Pour, let him even sow the wounds. Pour water. Remember the God answered by fire? Let him go. My brother, my sister, we see God today. What else, what more could God do for you and me than what he has done through the ministry of William Marion Braham? Visions, prophecies, God said the Lord, thousands, not one faith in this our generation. What else, my brother, a true sign that is overlooked. They pour water, they pour water, they pour water, and the water soaked the whole place. Then he turned to the Almighty God. Oh, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Abraham said he didn't call them that name, no, but still the name of Jacob. He called that name Israel, that prince with God. Let it be known that these people's heart has been turned back to you. And that I've done this according to your word. He was working according to the vision God told him. Vision doesn't fail. I mean, vision from a true prophet doesn't fail. Oh, brother. Oh, sister. That is why today, any man that claims to be a prophet or is prophesying and say that your wife is a witch, is a false prophet. It's a false prophesier. It's not in line with the Bible. It's not in line with Malachi 4 message. Praise the Lord. May God bless our soul. And the fire of God fell, consume the sacrifice, consume the wood, consume the fire. I mean, consume the water. Hallelujah. Lick everything. And what did people say? The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. That's the same God we are serving today. God is moving his word in and through his God sign that is overlooked. May God help us. Let's fix our soul in Jesus. Let's fix all our attention on this message. It is not the prophet's message. It is Christ Jesus being revealed to us as an individual. May God bless us. Fire fell. We'll stop here. May God bless our soul. Where are you standing this morning? Brother, where are you standing? Old, where are you standing? Young, where are you standing? May God bless our soul. Listen, brothers and sisters, once again, there is no mistake in this message. You may hear a slip of tongue. One time, brother wanted to say 7,000, he said 700. Something checked in. Is that not God? Oh. Slip of tongue is different from making mistake. If you hear him say, well, I as a man, I can make mistake. When it comes to God said the Lord, please, brothers and sisters, be careful where you are standing. God said, Lord can never fail. A true sign that's overlooked. Let's pray. Let us pray. Where are you standing this morning? I will not ask, am I a blessing to you? Or is the word a blessing to your soul? Heaven and earth will pass away. His word can never fail. Any man's word will fail. Though each time he was praying, he said, my word will fail, or my word can fail, but God's word can never fail. I believe just one word dropped into your heart this afternoon. May it mean a lot. May it draw you closer to heaven. Do you have time for your work? Or do you have time for the word of God? What said the Almighty God unto Joshua? Don't let this word of the Lord depart out of your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night. Don't turn from it to the right, nor to the left. By this, thou shalt make your way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. People think today that, you know, that success is in business, like the denominational people and things like that. When you stay with the word of God, you make your way prosperous, and you're going to have good success. Word is what goes on. You meet you and me at that day of the judgment. My brother, we should not toy with it. We should not be babies anymore. We should be adults. Though somewhere the Bible said we are just adolescents in the hand of God, humbleness of heart. My brother, my sister, think on these things. Think on these things. No time for God. That's why we'll not be tossed here and there, tossed and fro. It's stored up food for you and for me. This is the time that the bride has need of it. That can you see things flying here and there? You know yourself, I know myself. See, brothers and sisters, there are things that people are doing and they are influencing people wrongly. You will have the right influence over one another by the word of the living God. If you don't know the scriptures, like he told us, don't have the Holy Ghost, you are not careful about the word of God, just seem different. When things come, you just swallow it. Oh God, help me. Yeah. Three souls at the altar. Where you are sitting down, where you are standing up, where you are kneeling down, don't forget it, that your soul is your altar. Oh God, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While others you are speaking to, while others you are blessing, do not pass me by. All heads bow to the dust where you and I were taken out from, and our hearts are bowed reverently, with all respect before the Almighty God. I want to ask our pastor to come and pronounce this blessing upon his people. God bless you, sir. put your thought, your knees in your heart with these words at the altar.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We thank you for the age that we are living in.
Thank you, Lord.
We are grateful unto you because we have not the one that have chosen to be here at this time.
Yes, Lord.
It is your choice for us.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the messenger that you have sent unto us. Lord, we thank you because by your sovereign grace, we have not overlooked this sign.
Hallelujah.
We have recognized the sign and we have believed the sign.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray, O God, that the message that he has brought unto us, in doctrines, in conduct, in order of the church, may you help us as individuals.
Amen.
To apply them to our lives.
Amen.
May we use them to govern our homes.
Jesus.
May we use them to raise our children.
Amen.
May we use them, O God, to order each step we take in life.
Amen.
We don't take his word as the word of man.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
take
Lord.
His word
yes, Lord.
As the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
From man. Lord Jesus, we are very grateful to you.
Thank you.
And we have found that you have used man even to write the Bible. And the Bible is infallible because it was prophet that you used to write it.
Oh God.
We thank you for our prophet. We thank you for the message. We ask, oh God, as a privileged people, all we ask you for is grace for each and every one of us to apply this message in every aspect of our lives. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, you have taught us, O God, that this message is what will give us rapturous faith. Lord, the portion we have heard again today may increase our rapturous faith, Lord. Your children that are on the altar, may you meet them at the point of their needs. Lord Jesus, as many as are looking unto you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, may you fill them, Lord. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. The sick and the afflicted, reveal yourself as the healer of all our diseases,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you, Master.
You are the provider of all our needs.
Mm.
Take all the glory, Lord.
Amen.
Take all the honor.
Amen.
Whatsoever those needs might be, may you meet us at the point of our needs, Lord.
Lord.
May this need, may this our request, O God, Lord, may they turn to testimony
yes, Lord.
Of answer to prayers, Lord.
Auntie, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Bless your servant that you are graciously used. May you replenish him for the virtue that has led him. We're looking forward unto you for the last service that's lays ahead of us. We pray for more blessings upon us, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. George? Ibadi Ma. Shalom. Please let's sing Happy Birthday for our brother. Everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, brother. Happy birthday to you. Who never grows, who never grows in a land where we will never grow. Oh, never grow. Oh, never grow in a land where we will never grow. Amen.
bless our brother. Shall we turn into, let's sing our dismissal in 161. In 161, please.
Look up your redemption.